Thanks, Jamie. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for a very exciting Firehouse session with His Golden Messenger. This is Abby, and I'm very happy to be here with band leader, frontman, singer-songwriter, producer, MC Taylor. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have the chance to talk some more about all things His Golden Messenger, but first, could you start us with a song?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song called New Grape that is on my most recent record, which is called Jump for Joy. Cutting stone ain't easy, well, that's how I earn my way. Someone does and miracles give me a stone that says, don't cry, it's only a joke. Does that feel true enough for you? Make me a headlight of your love. I was fire, said I couldn't live without water. Water to put out the fire. I'm just a nail in the house of the universe, drinking new grape with a $5 bill. Built the temple on the hill by the name of the rising. Babylon hit every nail, you got to do a little dying. When the old ones fell, oh my God, and they painted out their scriptures. Oh, don't cry, it's only a joke. I was fire, said I couldn't live without water. Water to put out the fire. I'm just a nail in the house of the universe, drinking new grape with a $5 bill. I was fire, said I couldn't live without water. You were water, water to put out the fire. I'm just a nail in the house of the universe, drinking new grape with a $5 bill.
You've been listening to His Golden Messenger here on WFHB, ahead of the show tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Well, we're really excited to have you here. You said you've been to Bloomington many times before.
I have.
But it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. I mean, I do always come through, definitely always come through Indiana, although in the last few years it seems like I've ended up in
Indianapolis.
Maybe
yeah.
A little bit more, but... I go way, way back with Chris and Ben Swanson that run Secretly Canadian.
Oh, cool.
And those, you know, a really dear friend of mine that used to be my booking agent, lived here for a long time. Like, Bloomington has always been strangely kind of like one of the centers of independent music.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
That's very cool. You're originally from California.
Yep.
But you and the band are based in Durham, North Carolina. And you've been going through it in North Carolina with Hurricane stuff, so I'm sorry about that. That's terrible. But I saw you've released some music.
Yeah.
To benefit the...
Yeah. What day are we on now? We're on Wednesday. So last Friday, I put out a live record, like a fully, you know, a fully multi-tracked, mixed and mastered live record. And 100% of the proceeds are being donated to an organization called Beloved Asheville, who are sort of on the front lines of Storm. I mean, they're dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of incredible organizations that are boots on the ground work. You know, people have been really generous and enthusiastic about this release. You know, I think we've maybe sold $10,000 worth of, you know, so.
That's fantastic.
I'm proud of it and glad that people are responding to it. And, you know, if not this, then there are many other ways that, you can, you can sort of donate to the relief efforts.
Definitely. And I saw that there was a compilation released today on Bandcamp.
Exactly. Yeah. That is a compilation that was put together by a few friends of mine, actually, in North Carolina that have always been really active in that community. Grayson Curran, Libby Rodenbaugh, and David from the website New Commune, which is like a, a cool music site.
Yeah.
So the three of them kind of like tag teamed this insane effort and put together like 130 something.
Yeah. Tracks. 136.
It's amazing. Yeah. There's that, really good stuff on there.
Yeah. I just a few names like the Tune Yards and S.G. Goodman, Squirrel Flower, Sharon Van Etten.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, that's great. You've released a lot of music.
I have.
A lot. And you received a Grammy nomination for Best Americana Album in 2019 for your album Terms of Surrender. What was that like?
I mean, it was, it's nice to be recognized by that community. I was very thankful and, you know, I mean, it's not the reason for what I'm doing. It was a little, that was a very hard record for me to make. So it was ironic that that was the
that
one.
Was the
that
one.
Was, but that's like always how it goes.
Right.
So,
it is.
Yeah.
Do you, how many albums have you put out? Do you know?
I mean, I kind of like always just say 10 now.
Well, I looked, I looked it up. Okay. On Discogs, it says 25 albums.
Yeah. I mean, I would say just as a caveat.
Yes.
A lot of those are like live records probably. Yeah. So I put out a lot of live records because we record, we multi-track every single show that we play. So,
oh, wow.
That's like a big part of just how I operate. So when I come home from a tour, if I have, you know, and we're playing 2 hours a night, and we play 50 shows on a tour, I'm coming home with 100 hours of music.
So you're very busy when you get home.
I mean, not all of that is going to be released. Like, there might be a couple shows that I think, like, you know, that Omaha show was good. Like, let's go back and, you know, I mean, this is, that's exactly what we did with this record, Sanctuary Songs, that we just put out. I knew, we knew collectively in the band and crew that Omaha felt cool for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's so neat. That's very cool. Where's your favorite place to record?
I have a lot of favorite places. It's usually like wherever I am right at that moment is my favorite place because I just love making records. I like non-traditional studios, so I love being able to like bring a just like a mobile recording rig into a place and make records. I've done that and like a lot of like barns and stuff like that is cool. And the last Hiss record that we made was at a place called Sonic Ranch outside of El Paso, Texas, like right on the Mexican border. And it just had its own really unique
vibe. Heard of that place.
Really cool spot.
Well, tonight you are playing your 2010 album Bad Debt in Full. And when I did a research for this interview, I read in Pitchfork that you wrote Bad Debt in 2009 and your son was a newborn and you recorded it in your North Carolina kitchen.
Yeah.
What can people expect tonight?
I mean, Bad Debt is a very intimate record. It's just me and a guitar on that recording. It's very intimate. I like to think that it's emotionally compelling. Like there are a lot of people that I think are very connected to that record. Mm-hmm. There's a subset of like Hiss fans for whom that's the best Hiss record, and mm-hmm. they don't care about anything else I've done. And like, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. It's very like pure and, uncut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a great show. I think now would be a good time for another song.
Yeah, sure. Great. Why don't I do, I'm going to do a song from a few years back, called Sanctuary. Feeling bad, feeling blue, can't get out of my own mind, and I know how to sing about it. Ring a bone, a little lonely, I better hit the road, child. We can cry into the phone a while. Jubilee, find me steady with your home now. That little light's gotta last a while. Like an arrow to the marrow, I know it feels like hell now. Until we make it to the other side. You want good news, you want sanctuary. When you try to get real, well, they break you on the wheel. You want to move, you want sanctuary. That's all I can offer to you, from the bottom to the bone. To the bone. Get used to the bad news, it's all part of the show, child. Well, handsome Johnny had to go, child. What did you feel, brother? Bad dreams, or there's something you should know now? There's little things that'll cut you down. Ragged people, hard times, and lightning strikes a poor house. Or the rich man cries like a crocodile. Salvation, despair, but the game that they taught me. Sometimes it feels like it just ain't fair. You want good news, you want sanctuary. When you try to get real, well, they break you on the wheel. You want to move, you want sanctuary. That's all I can offer to you, from the bottom to the bone, to the bone, yeah, to the bone, oh, to the bone, to the bone, yeah, to the bone, oh, to the bone. Ah, to the bone.
Feeling bad, feeling blue, can't get out of my own mind. Well, I know how to sing about it.
You've been listening to His Golden Messenger here on WFHB. Ahead of the show tonight at the Buzzkirk Chumley. I just saw in an interview I watched on YouTube where you were talking about your music listening habits, and it sounded like you're a pretty adventurous listener. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much to be an adventurous listener. It takes absolutely no sweat on my end. But yeah, I mean, I love music and have since I was a little kid. And
yeah.
So I spend a lot of time, you know, I'm a huge music fan. And yeah, I listen to lots, all kinds of stuff.
What did you grow up listening to?
Let's see, when I, like, my parents would play stuff like the Beatles, of course, Buffalo Springfield, like Cream, you know, just kind of like 60s music.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when I was growing up, was kind of like maybe the first golden era of like rap and hip hop. And that was like, that hit me really, really hard as a kid, like a 10 or 11 years old. So mm-hmm. like, I loved like, De La Soul and, I don't know, Tribe Called Quest and
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. And it just kind of grew from there. I grew up playing like punk rock and hardcore music and like was very involved in like the DIY kind of scene. So there's like that part component to my musical life. And, I don't know. I like everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you also like the Grateful Dead.
I do like the Grateful Dead. I do like the Grateful Dead a lot.
And it made me think of that also when you were talking about how you multi-track record your shows. Is that a little bit of that
totally. I mean, I feel like they kind of, they pioneered that version of, you know, like recording for some kind of posterity, but also like recording and making the music available out into the world. I think I'm probably a little more selective than they were or mm-hmm. are. But yeah, I mean, they're kind of the models for like, I don't know, a rock and roll band doing that.
Yeah. Have you seen the Dead before?
When I was growing up, like a teen, young teen, I was very anti-Grateful Dead, just because I was in like the punk rock world, and for whatever reason that I didn't even understand then, it just was not my thing.
Yeah.
So I came to them a little bit late, like after Jerry Garcia passed away. But they, I've seen other versions. I've played in Phil Lesh's band.
Oh, very cool. Was that like a dream come true sort of situation?
Like a total, it wasn't even, I had never even thought to have that dream.
Yeah.
But it was super heavy.
Yeah.
I
can imagine.
So I sang with him for a few nights at the Capitol Theater. And are you a Dead fan?
Well, not, I mean, my husband is a little bit more than I am, but I love some Grateful Dead songs for sure.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't grow up listening to them. And I saw in an interview, you said you, when you heard the name The Grateful Dead, you thought it was like heavy, dark.
Yeah.
And I did too.
Yeah.
Until I met my husband. He was like, this is The Grateful Dead.
Totally. I think that's pretty common.
Yeah. Very misleading name. Well, I think we have time for one more song.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do right now is play a cover if I could.
Oh, yeah.
Of in the like mix of insane news and stuff happening in the world in the past like week and a half. One of my favorite songwriters, Kris Kristofferson, passed away. He was, I think that like I sort of kind of soaked up whatever he does by osmosis. I don't know that my music particularly sounds like him, but he was really a big one for me. Mm-hmm. I think he had a great life. So he made amazing records and his songwriting is very astute and very clean, you know, very clean. Like he was a classic kind of songwriter. So I'm gonna sort of chop my way through this song. Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on in this old world. We'll keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. Well, there's no need to watch the bridges that were burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. Well, there'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Lay your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times,
you've been listening to His Golden Messenger here on WFHB. That was beautiful. Where can our listeners find your music and connect with you online?
Gosh, well, there's hisgoldenmessenger.com. There is an Instagram page, His Golden Messenger Instagram page. There's a Substack page that I just started called A Place Where No One Can Find Me. And I feel like that might be the spot that I'm the most engaged. So if you like the like creative aspects of what I do, that is maybe the most interesting place to go.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much
for making the time to do this. Thank you.
You can see His Golden Messenger tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater with Hannah Francis. It's the 11th annual fundraiser concert for Amethyst House, who support important and life-saving recovery work every day in Bloomington. The show starts at 7 p.m. This is your host, music director, and Firehouse Session producer, Abby Neruzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our general manager, Jar Turner, engineer, Alyssa Gray, and to you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, DJ Disktopia, taking it back over to you in the air room.